It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
A very good morning to you all. Welcome, Heels, on this Friday morning. It's a little bit, well, not wet and wild, but it's wet out there this morning.
Yeah, it's a little bit misty, wasn't it?
Take care on the roads, everyone.
Yeah.
Friday the 9th.
Yeah, listen to Paddy, everyone. yes. So it's Friday already. It's unreal.
You're headed to Sydney. What about you?
Oh, I've got to go to Sydney today.
Yeah, weren't you pumped this morning when you were Jersey boying last night, with half of Brisbane by the sound of it.
Yeah, it was opening night of just four nights. It's they play six shows, this Jersey boy cast, and brilliant, absolutely brilliant. One of the best I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah, the best shows I've ever seen. And I thought, okay, maybe that's a big call, but I thought. Carol King, as we saw in New York.
Yep.
And because there was a lot of ads up for Carol King around the town, around the city. I said to my mate, this must be all right. There's Carol King. I didn't understand Carol King. And let's go and get some tickets. So we got some tickets and we went that night with our wives. And it was unbelievable. I knew all the songs, everything. And it was a great biopic look through her career.
Yeah.
Just like this Jersey Boys with Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. And it was so easy to follow and so perfectly performed by Queensland talent.
Yeah.
All Queensland talent. And not based in Queensland necessarily now, but they're certainly Queensland born. So, it was just unreal. And I got to see Frankie on the way out. We're walking out and they're already out at backstage, you know, and mixing with their families and friends and stuff like that. I said, because I was about halfway up the theatre. And, and that's another thing. QPAC concert hall's as good as you get in the world too.
Yep.
Lots of room. The chairs, the people in front of you aren't right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's unreal. And I said, mate, were you Frankie? Because he's got a backpack on now and a T-shirt. And he goes, yeah, good on you, buddy. He was unreal. So they all were. They were fantastic.
This is a free plug, by the way. That's just gone for about 4 minutes.
Well, get into it. Tonight, tomorrow night, there's two matinee shows. They're doing six shows, you know. There's a bit of Sherry, baby.
Matty, you might have to find some decent stuff later
don't
on.
Don't cry. My boyfriend's back. You know.
It's Breakfast with Pat and Heels, brought to you by Burbank Homes, the builder you can trust. Bank on Burbank Homes and Hyundai, the all-new Hyundai Kona and Lion. As we know, the major story.
Oh, I don't know.
That's enough.
Don't you know them? I didn't know they were all their songs.
Yeah, of course.
Unreal.
Yeah, I saw the show a couple of years ago. It's sensational.
Yes. It is sensational.
As we know, the major story yesterday, the Lord Mayor quickly jumped on, Adrian Schrinner. He's declared the Gabba dead, buried and cremated as far as an Olympics venue and the $2.7 billion spend. The government's reaction has been a little more muted. They said, let's let the former Lord Mayor, Graham Quirk, do his 60-day review. And
luck, Graham.
Yeah.
Got a few passengers on your back now.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So this is after, as you know, the IOC vice president, one of the most powerful sports administrators in the world, John Coates. There's no doubt about that. I mean, he's number two in the IOC. He came out and just said there's been a misread on the Gabba, the $2.7 billion, the knock it down, rebuild it, you know, basically bring the city to a standstill for a few years is not the right thing. It's damaging the Olympic brand. So we move on and we're going to look at other alternatives. And just
very slow misread as well.
Yeah, you're right. But just to preface that, it's take the opening and closing ceremonies to Suncorp Stadium, and we run the track and field out at QE2. So, look, there's been a mixed reaction, but I think overall, Heels, overwhelming support for stay away from the Gabba. I know a few people that would love the Gabba to be given some form of loving a care, but I don't think that's going to happen, do you, when they're spending money on Olympic venues?
Does it sound like it? Mm. And, you know, when it first came out, it was $1 billion. So, So now, government, what are we going to spend that taxpayer money on? Mm. If we're not spending it on the Gabba, tell us where's two or three categories where we're going to put, you know, $500 million in.
Yeah. We had a text, and the open line is open this morning. We'd love to hear from you. It was frantic yesterday, 13 13 55, or the text line is 0467 736 736. So one that I picked up late yesterday, they must have replayed our interview with Crash Craddock yesterday. Gabba redevelopment, where was the voice of the Lions in the interview with Crash? Can you please get Greg Swan? So we tried yesterday. But, and to be fair, you know, we were trying Terry Svensson from cricket and we're trying Greg Swan, but... You know, this thing, they were probably blindsided by it, Heels, to be fair. Like, it only happened the night before. So I don't think you can't blame them for not jumping on the phone and giving their, you know, without speaking to their boards, et cetera, and their senior administrators. But this texter just said, I think Robert missed it. If it weren't for the Lions being a co-tenant of the Gabba, we still have 18,000 and a greyhound track. I don't know about that. All the cricket grounds Robert mentioned as better than the Gabba have AFL as the primary tenant, and that's paid for the enabled development. I know you ran into Swanee last night, didn't you?
He's busy. Jersey Boys. yeah, I said, well, we were looking for you this morning. He says, yeah, I know. The Lions and cricket are going into the government next week.
Yep.
And just to find the lay of the land and the latest decision-making.
Mm. Okay, well, we'd love to know, you know, if you've had time to sit down and think in the last 36 hours or so about the John Coates proposals. We're not saying they're set in stone, but boy, when someone with that power speaks, and also he's saying that Andrew Liveris, he's been in consultation with him. Graham Quirk, they've spoken to. Ian Chesterman, who's overseas at the moment, the AOC president, he's saying that, look, it's probably time we revisited the Gabba. So they all seem to be on the same page, the heavies, don't they?
The same heavies that were in the front line when we announced it.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're allowed to have a backflip, and that's okay. But how divided are you, fans? The fanatical fans of the Lions and cricket, you know, the displacement that you were going to have to face and disconnection over 5 years, are you now happy? Or you're dirty that the Gabba is not going to be more comfortable and much more lively and modern in the 15 years after those five.
Love to know what you're thinking today. As I said, jump onto that Suncorp Home Resilience Open line, 13 13 55. Lots of talk about as far as the Olympics are concerned. And the text line 0467 736 736. We're here for Burbank Homes. They are the builders you can trust. You can bank on Burbank. And Hyundai, the all-new Hyundai Kona N-Line. Overnight and this morning, lots happening.
Well, some of the Gabba was dismantled yesterday. I thought the demolishing was starting to happen. Queensland dug a huge hole. Tasmania beat us again.
Take away the elation of the heat. It's been pretty tough for the Bulls this year.
It's been terrible. And, you know, backing up a year where we hoped there'd be a lot of improvement. 150 they made. They, once again, couldn't bat. And 5 for 153 by Tassie. I'm not sure what the conditions are like. I can't even find... They're not putting in Cricket Live anymore. Who won the toss?
No. Well, yeah, we only batted 35 overs. Maxie Bryant
got 32. Enough,
mate. Yeah, we don't know. So what have we won? We've won one Shield game and one Marsh Cup game, and it's been a tough year. Will from Runcorn's on the line. He's going to join us right now. Suncorp Home Resilience Open Line, 13 13 55. Will, good morning.
Morning, Pat. Morning, Heels.
G'day, Will. Or you're close to QE2, aren't you? Runcorn.
Yes. Yeah, 100%. And at the end of the day, it's tight. What, the seating's probably still from 1982 when Matilda was doing a lapse.
Yeah.
So you've got a massive centre out there developing for Brisbane sport. You've got the Bullets, you've got the netball, you've got all the athletics already out there, the cycling. So you've got buses. Buses connect that very, very well. The trains aren't too far away, and it's tight. It's got the room to be able to build an 8,000-seat stadium there.
Yeah,
it's got the room to put all the trucks and cranes to park up and do the build.
Yeah.
Sorry, go on.
Yeah, no, good, Will.
I was saying that, mate. I mean, you know, we're talking 2.7 for the Gabba, and you're talking Vulture and Stanley Streets and, you know, Main Street and all that sort of thing. There was going to be massive disruption. So to facelift Suncorp, and as you said, yes, to do quite a bit of work out of QE2, but it ain't going to cost $2.7 billion, is it?
Yeah, but what's it going to cost? They need the design. I've seen a drawing, actually. Maybe they can use that design that the Lions knocked back, but they had done it, renders of what they wanted that one to look like. So maybe they're well down the track there. Here's one for you, Paddy. You might know this. My wife reminded me of this before. QE2 can't be used for the Olympics because it's on a hill.
Oh, really?
Yes. Have you ever heard that before?
Well, I can tell you Montjuïc was on a hill in Barcelona.
Okay.
I can remember.
I thought that was just the pool.
No, that was the track and field. I can remember walking up a small hill.
Right, so records and wind currents aren't measured.
Oh, no, in a stadium, no.
Righto.
They'll be fine.
Well, I'm just saying, how did my wife know that?
Well, I mean, what's the feeling of the people out there? I mean, I know the place is tired, but I don't think it's a major rebuild to get QE2 up to standard.
It's major.
Yeah, they don't have to do 80 grand. I mean, they can do 45,000 for track and field and still make a nice quid out of it.
Hello, Will.
We lost Will.
You there, Will?
Oh, no, I'm still here. I was letting you guys have your say. at the end of the day, on a hill, I don't know about that.
Nah, me neither.
Around the world on the hill. Moby Hills, this is the first time your wife's wrong.
Oh, sure, she will. Oh, just leave your mobile number for me, will you?
Hopefully Helen's not out of bed yet.
She will be. Right, she's going to the airport before me. She'll be out there now, probably.
Thanks, Will. Thanks for the call, mate.
Go on, you will.
Hey, the other news, as we move on from the cricket, the disaster that's been the Bulls lately, under-19s. They're through.
Yes.
But only just got through to the final. Good game. Pakistan, 179, batting first. Tom Straker, medium pacer, heels. 6 for 24 off 9.5, the 18-year-old.
That's another thing in their stats and bios. Their position, what do you call it? Place of birth isn't in there.
Yeah.
Where he's from, Tommy.
9 for 181, Australia off 49.1. So they've won it with 5 balls to spare. I think they got 17 out of the last wicket stand. Harry Dixon, the opener, 50. Oliver Peakes, 49. So they'll play India in the final. Now, Straker, the best semi-final or final performance in this under-19 comps ever, I think. Beating Kagiso Rabada, who took 6 for 25 in a 2014 semi-final. He turned out to be a fair bowler.
I think he was very, very soon after in the South African team, Rabada, as well. That's brilliant by Tom Straker. I hope the wickets aren't getting tired. You know, for Pakistan to be only able to make 179 and then Australia squeak over the line by an over. I hope the wicket for that final is very fresh and quite neutral.
Yep. All right. Well, we've got India in the final. So that's the latest. They're golfing. Both Liv normally starts tomorrow, but they've started because of Super Bowl, so they want to finish before Super Bowl. And the Waste Management Phoenix Open. This is the event, because it's such a big university town, this is the event that gets 700,000 fans over the next few days. I saw a couple arriving in wedding dresses before, but they were blokes.
What, the players?
And Vanessa's walked in. Vanessa, here's a little interesting fact that Jack produced for me. Last year at the Waste Management Phoenix Open, 4,601,382 alcoholic beverages were purchased.
Gosh, what?
And
coincided with Super Bowl.
2,000 of them were thrown on the 16th.
Look, I don't know whether that's anything to be proud of. What's happening?
Wow. Okay, look, in our latest development in the youth crime situation that we've been keeping an eye on, the police commissioner is asking the government to revisit the trial of GPS trackers for serious youth offenders who get released on bail. So a trial began in 2021 of these electronic trackers. 33 have been issued since then, and at the moment, just 5 are in use. And Katarina Carroll, the police commissioner, she does admit they are a very powerful tool because police actually spend a lot of their time checking in on youth offenders who are on bail. As we know, it's not always successful to have those youths on bail. And while they might have to check in once a week or so, at least the electronic trackers allow a constant stream of tracking. And so obviously there's certain issues to look at, and they do come under quite strict restrictions around how old the offender has to be and certain other factors. Like I said, it has to be a serious offender, not just any old kind of just, stealing a packet of gum. So, it's something that is firmly in the spotlight at the moment. And, something that I think we might see a development on, with looking at this from different angles now about, as we heard yesterday from the police union saying that judges, the magistrates are being too lenient, so it's just almost like, where do we need to approach this issue from?
Rwanda have agreed to take illegal refugees in from England. I found out the other night. John Embry, the cricketer, told me that. They haven't taken any yet, but they're willing.
Right.
So this is not new, is it?
No.
You steal a loaf of bread in England, you used to get sent to Van Diemen's Land.
Well, exactly. Yes. Yeah. So, an ongoing issue. Now, something we are really being told about over the past few weeks is to watch out for scammers, especially with Taylor Swift's upcoming concerts. Mm-hmm. The scammers are out in force and they are finding new ways to try and lure people in and get their money. Even high profile people like TV journalist Deb Knight has come out and said, I was the victim of a Taylor Swift ticket scam. And what they're doing is hacking social media profiles and then messaging people on their list and going, hey, I can't use these tickets anymore. Do you want to buy them? Oh. So people think it's their friend. And so then they're trusting it. It's not just you're trusting a random on the internet. However, it's the hackers. And so Deb Knight lost $1,200 by just paying half of it and then realizing it was a scam because the scammer came back and said, oh, that transfer hasn't come through, and the warning bells started. So look, there's a few different types of scams out there, but as we do approach the concert time, police are saying just be so vigilant about resellers and not just handing over your money for what is fake tickets. Because also what they do is send through a screenshot of the tickets and, but they're fake. So it's good to know what to look out for and just to be on guard.
Pink must be on this weekend, is she?
Yeah, I think she is. Yes, she's been out and about in Sydney also. Mm-hmm. And look, some great news. Our Hollywood star, Margot Robbie, our very own, who we love, she is in Southeast Queensland at the moment. She'll be at the Actor Awards on the Gold Coast this weekend, but she's taken some time out of her visit to visit the Queensland Children's Hospital, and she's spent some time with some kids there.
When did that
imagine
happen?
That.
Wednesday.
Imagine that. You're Wednesday. Sitting in hospital and, oh, Margot Robbie's coming in today.
I know.
Oh,
imagine.
I'm filthy.
Yeah.
Okay. I was home Wednesday.
Were you?
I can walk to the children's hospital.
Normally you go.
I can limp to the children's
hospital.
If only hospital.
You'd known you could have been on
I know.
Eagle
normally
Eye
that's your visit day too.
Margot watch.
Hope
yes.
Jess is not listening.
She's wonderful. Anyway, we know she's receiving the Actor Trailblazer Award down there. So anyway, keep an eye out. She's in town. And all the best
look
to
for
her.
The fashion tips on yes. Sunday night.
Vanessa, thank you. We've got quite a few texts and we'll get through them. The text line is 0467 736 736. And that's Suncorp Home Resilience Open Line. If you'd like a chat like Will did, 13 13 55.